you hang the clothes in.
Okay, clothes.
Okay. If they're going to be built in, you call them any special thing.
Storage room.
Okay, or if they're not, and you place them, you place some kind of special piece of furniture there to put the clothes in, what might you call them? Somebody's grandmother has one. The drawers, or if it's upright, you might call it a
rack.
A rack or something like that. The room that just would be at the top of the house, right under the roof.
Attic.
Yeah.
Some people call it a loft. I believe that was the term used for a long time, years ago.
Right. The room that you cook in would be called
the kitchen.
And the little room that sometimes off the kitchen where folks might store canned goods and extra dishes.
That's a storage room.
Okay, some folks might call it a pantry. What do you call some, just a whole bunch of worthless things that you really just like to throw
junk
away? Sometimes it's amazing how one person's junk is another person's treasure, isn't it? And if you had a room where you stored a lot of odds and ends like that, you might call that a
junk room.
Or
storage house.
Okay. If you speak of Mrs. sweeping up the floor and doing lots of daily housework here that housewives typically do, you'd say in the morning she
did the house cleaning.
Okay. Or she
doing the housework.
She does something to the house. She
cleaned it up.
Cleaned it up. Mm-hmm. What's the thing that you sweep with?
A broom.
Okay. Years ago, on Mondays, the women usually did their
wash.
Okay. On a Tuesday, what would you say if she did the washing together with the dish? You'd say she's doing the washing and
scrubboard.
You're pressing clothes, so she's doing the washing.
And ironing.
Okay.
Yeah, washing and ironing.
Yeah. Now, when I came in this morning, I rang the bell.
Yeah.
I went up the
stairway.
Okay. And then I came down and come back again this way. What would you call the outside place in front of this house where I walked up again to, the small one up there? Where I walked up to the door.
Terrace
or the porch, okay? Can you have a porch on more than one floor? If you have one, say, in an old-fashioned house upstairs, what would you call that?
Vestibule.
Okay, maybe vestibule. Sometimes on some of the more old-fashioned houses, there's an area that goes right straight through the middle of the house. You've seen those.
Always.
Okay, and sometimes actually the wind can go through it to cool them sometimes.
Yeah.
What would that be called? I've seen a couple of these in Tuscaloosa.
Yeah.
They're real old.
Yeah,
sometimes the dogs can go through them.
Dog cots, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the dog cot. Dog cot was from the kitchen to the rest of the house, wasn't it?
I believe so.
That was from the years ago. But I do know about but I don't remember what we call that stuff. We used to live a house that I raised over here and had the hallway all between, divided the house into two sections more or less. The hallway.
What, the breeze could go through it?
Yeah.